Come on back there, pal. We got this thing going.
That's a good one. Nicky Little Dumbass. All right, everybody in Paper Corner Land. This is Pat from Clifton at a 25B modified naturally put my 6 watts at the moment. That's a good idea. I've upgraded as a stock mechanic. As a modulation line on it, the 25B, the Lafayette, the Comstat, everybody. And I'm going to add 22A, and this is for memory's sake, in case I forget. Alright, this is the night of, this is March 16th, 1972, night time, 10 something, right? So, a little after 10 o'clock in the night time. This is me, as you know. And this is going to be my last word to everybody out there, and CB. We have 22 in this rig, and, it's fine tune. I never forget the fine tune, but if that got loose there, I never forget that. And I have a meter, it's green and red, white. I had some bad luck with the rig, but it's working okay now. I'm sorry, Rick.
God almighty, will you go on?
Don't forget to give some credit to the final and audio tube I gave you.
Oh, I got a guy. Do you still get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am taking it. Okay. These are my... Don't let that bite. I'm going to punch her in the mouth when I see her. Next time I see her, I'm going to punch her right in the mouth. And I'm not fooling around either. This is Pat here again with a few more last words. Thanks to this kid. Well, not a kid. He's really... Well, this is a buddy of mine. He's from Clifton. His name is HP. His handle is Rick. It's the other way around, I think. Anyway, he's Rick from Clifton. Handle's HP. That's what he goes by to handle him, anyway. And, well, he makes my rig possible to be sold, because he stole it. He's let me two good tubes there, the audio tube, which is a 6AQ5. He let me a good one there. He sure did. Guaranteed there. We gotta give him credit for my 6 watts of output because he gave me this good tube that's 6 years old. Still a good tube that was made in Germany, I think he said. As nice filament in it there. And we gotta thank Pete for Quirky there for giving me a bulb for my channel selector light. And we gotta thank myself for dropping it and scratching it a little bit there. We gotta thank Joel, that's Spike from Clifton, for the stock mic, which tonight he also gave me money for a certain item. And I think I'm just about finished.
Rick, you made a big mistake in giving him those tubes. And Joel made a big mistake in giving him that microphone. And Pete Gate made a big mistake in giving him that stupid light. I wish he'd go off and never come back on.
Might be pretty soon, Donna. It'll be sooner than you think.
I know. Go already, Pat, so I can come back on and talk.
No, because I got this is on tape forever. You know, this is a big ending. If you ruin it, that'll be it. You know what I'm saying? This rig will never be on the air again. Maybe it's not your rig, but my rig, you know, it hurts me to play with this rig, you know? It's just like an old friend.
Oh, are you going to cry?
Let me give you a hint. Go off, tell your rig. Don't ever come back on. Hint.
Give S7 the credit for modifying it.
I gotta give fabulous camera. His name is, that's where he lives anyway. Gotta give him credit for modifying it, most of it. We'll say most of it. I did a little bit myself. But anyway, he did most of it there, and he did, I think, in my opinion, he did do a fairly good job there. Really, he really did there. No problem. It didn't blow up yet, and he did do a good job on it, I think, anyway. And, well, that's about all I can say. I gave her the credits out. I think I got to give Donna some credit for helping me there. She gave me some advice. She said never for me to come on again. That's pretty good advice. In a way, it's good because CB is a bunch of noise there. But anyway, we do appreciate the advice, even though we're not going to take it, even though we're going to come on with a stroller carrier and bust your chops or more, so don't worry about it there. sorry, I finished with the credits there, and we do appreciate everybody for helping us out there, and things like that, and we do have to, we're going to miss one other thing there. We're going to miss the fun we had with the wig. I hope you can keep that tape going. Mercy, keep that tape going with Ed there. We did have a lot of fun with the rig and Ed. This rig made me have many, many happy experiences. Fun experiences, yes, but, you know, like, you know, fun and whatever. I mean, you know, many happy experiences with Ed and others with Rick and CB and Donna from Clifton over there, you know. If you want them people there, Striker and Jordan, I had a lot of fun, especially on Saturday and Sunday night, you know, that just really pulled through, you know, and gave me good audio, and, you know, I did a lot of my funnies on the third week there.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun blowing up your set.
Yeah, I guess it blew up too. If it blew up, we wouldn't be talking right now, you ding dong. It cost me about $50, you stupid head.
Oh, darn it, you didn't blow it up? Oh, my God.
All on tape.
Cut it out of tape. Already gonna make me cry. Lee, goodbye. Hooray. It's a hooray party.
No, you shouldn't do this, you know. You know, I'm just saying it's wrong, Don, because this is real tape, this is real memory. But no, you just like to hurt people like that, because you're like, ooh, I can't say the word because it's going to be on tape. But I like to say it anyway. Just for years and years to come, then you understand. But you're so God... a little holding in there, I don't understand anything now. Yeah, so anyway, we're going to chop out of here now. So I'm going to pass the trees to everybody out there in eighth where they belong. I don't know, but I might as well be a good sport and pass the eighth around. You know, I don't want to start anything. Maybe this will shoot change one of these days, you know. So so I'm going to chop out of here, man. I'm going to let the rig cool off, and I'm going to chuck them into the box there. And we'll see. You might see you tomorrow, Rick. You know, like I said, I'll give it out with a lamb, man. Do pick up a tombstone anyway for me, we really appreciate it. And that's our pat base right up here in the hills of Clifton. We'll be clear and everybody's fine.
Goodbye, Pat. Please. And I didn't mean anything I said because I love you the same. Goodbye. Oh, yep. 3, 8, 4, 9, 6, 1, 2, 5.
Now that's my girl out there, everybody. That's my girl. See that? We got that on tape now. Oh, that's my... There's a sport out there for you. There she is, Donna from Clifton. Biggest fat in the world. I mean, she should open it more often once in a while. But anyway, we do appreciate you saying that. That's my girl out there. Chip left the old stone, block, whatever. I don't know. Chip left the old firework, whatever, man. Mercy, so we're gonna pass the eighth where they belong. So 3 8 dollars, ones and twos and sixes and nines and tens, whatever you wanna take, you got it. Anything you want there, you got it there. Best of 73s to that old rip base, and like I said, we gave the credits out before, we sure did. best of 73s to Striker, and best of 73s to a CB out there. Now a circuit breaker. If anybody else on the frequency of channel 14, this is 14, my last, you know, signing off at 14 here. Anyway, three very bad actors in my thought that's going to matter. So, three and will be clear, and I'll tell you tomorrow, but three is everybody, eights, Donna, ones, twos, fives, nines, sixes, and will be clear.
Okay, three, sixes, eights, nines, ones, twos, Shabbat, Pat, and I really will miss you.
Yep. Yeah, Pat, let me just make my final here. Yes, we will miss you for the couple days you are off. Let's say, let me just say to everybody, it won't be as long as you think. Before you know it, he'll be back on, and believe me, everybody will know it when he's back on, but they'll notice somebody else will be going off. So, this will all be cleared up maybe this weekend, maybe a couple days after. Well there, Pat, like I said, I did hear that rig the first time you put it on, one of the first times at least. You did get a lot of static in that rig, kind of noises, you know, stuff like that, and well, we did have a lot of good times there on the old rig, skidooing around and stuff like that, but we'll get back to that again when you do get the next rig there. So, you did a good job with your rig there, Patrick. And like I said, I felt the same way when I dumped my courier. I had it just about the same time you did, and, you know, it looks kind of different there, but when you got something better to replace it with, then it kind of fills in what is missing, you know? So, that's the way it goes, and where you're going now, I know you're going to go, I know the step you're taking from AM to another mode there. Let me tell you, it's a lot different up there, you'll enjoy it, you'll be glad you made the move, so. Best of threes there, Pat, we'll catch you tomorrow, talk to you on the landline. And, we'll be, standby.
Good work.
Yes.
Yes, again, I can't say it.
Why?
No, his output tube is just turned purple.
Oh, no. Pat, hurry up and get off.
Look, my wires are going down. It's going down. I told you I got bad luck in this rig. I gotta get rid of it.
Pat, get off.
Pat. Find me, everybody. Look at that tube. It's purple. The oil's output tube. You gave me a stupid tube. Look, you don't get no credit.
Pat, get off.
Oh, you. Oh, look at it. It's a hassle right now. What's going on? I can't sell it now. I'm going to just pick this damn thing up and throw it. We're done.
Pat, don't throw it out. Don't. Pat, I love you for that. I didn't want you to call.
Save me a cabinet.
Pat,
save me the cabinet. Pat, you got a bum rig.
What are you doing on the meter?
Forget it, Pat. Get off.
No, what are you doing?
A 20-hour downward to a 20.
Oh, no. Look at the audio pick up.
I'm 5 feet away from the... No, I'm 3 feet away from the stock mic.
You gave me a... you... Well, I can't show it. See, that lens transmitter is what did it.
Pat, you can sell it. Just, just get off now. Give me a landline early tomorrow. Or not, I mean early tomorrow afternoon. Maybe I'll pick you up at BQ5, too.
I'm sorry. Pat, me and Rick had this all planned out. That tattoo was supposed to blow up tonight.
Pat, Donna stepped on you. Pat, your power is gone. Get off.
It's going down. Moving it down. Look at the down modulation. Oh, no. I'm slowly fading to the sunset. Why me? That's all I gotta say. Why? I knew I was gonna have bad luck with this rig. Oh, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Pat, go off right now. Your audio's getting low, low, and Kev's getting low. 3 6 8 9 1 2 Pat, go off. I love you.
I'm mad. I'm 21 with downward to an 18.
You wanted to go off. You did that because you wanted him to go off. Oh, no, you're glad. You're sad because...
I'm surprised at you. My boyfriend Pat, and he's going to... All right. 3, 6, 8, and 9, Jerry. I'm going to tell you. 10, 7, because Rick wanted Pat to go up, and I want Pat to go up because I love him. Peace.
Yes. Pat's going to be off for a whole total of a day or so, so don't worry about it. Now. Go ahead.
Yes, I understand. You should just about hear me now. And I keep transferring so I start out this turbid habit and overheated. You died, yeah. Next time I see you, I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
I can help it if you're, it's bad, it's your bad luck rig. You saw it in my A pushing that constant carrier. You put it in that B and it blows up. Now let me open up my squelch for you. You got about a 15 with downward to a 10.
You know what, it's putting a rim, but the meter gets run away in line yardage.
Just to think I got this all on tape. Pat, your audio's fading. I want you to keep going, though, till that thing goes down to nothing. Mercy. But we don't have much tape left. We only got about... let me just tell you, I erased a good tape for you, but... I guess it's worth it for a thing like this. Wow. So we only got about maybe 10 minutes left on the tape. But let me tell you, before I lose you completely, give me the landline tomorrow. And are you going to go over there tomorrow, you think? Standby break. Are you going over there? Pat? Pat? How about it, Pat?
It just went. I'm in the lot meter.
You're up to a 20.
Keep going. I moved the lot meter. It's all up. I forgot. I'm paying. Oh. I'm going up, man. I'm out. Tell me. Well, I was up, so I went up. What a barrel, bro.
To a 15. That was funny.
Oh, I can't believe it.